WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
You have to admire the music of Sir Michael Tippett, who is now, at the age of 84, the elder statesman of British composers. He's worked in all the major musical forms, from intimate chamber music to large symphonic and choral works to grand opera. And he's literary, too. He writes his own librettos. Some of his music I find extremely beautiful and moving, but some of it seems to demand rather than earn your admiration, with its portentous pronouncements about life with a capital L. When he tries to make his characters universal, they seem more like stereotypes than archetypes. Tippett's largest oratorio, The Mask of Time, which was commissioned by the Boston Symphony in 1984, seems like a patchwork of clichés. His libretto quotes just about everything from Milton and Shelley to Jacob Bronowski's The Ascent of Man. His Third Symphony leans too heavily and obviously on Beethoven's Ninth. Tippett sees T.S. Eliot as a role model for his own allusiveness, but Tippett's many references sometimes seem more like a matter of style than like Eliot's compulsive need to call up the random images haunting him. One of Tippett's most moving works is his early oratorio, A Child of Our Time, with its gorgeous settings of familiar spirituals. But Tippett's later dabbling in such non-classical idioms as boogie-woogie and American slang can be embarrassingly self-conscious.
Walk that walk. Talk that talk. Lutes we ain't got, but guitars are plenty. The living language of our time is urban.
That was a section of the autobiographical Songs for Dove, an offshoot of Tippett's 1970 opera The Knot Garden, in which Dove, a young homosexual musician, discovers the nature and function of being an artist. What saves Tippett is that however uneven the work, there is always some wonderfully evocative and atmospheric music. Here, flute, harp, and electric guitar introduce a line that Tippett quotes from Ariel's song in The Tempest. This performance comes from a superb compact disc that was released last year on the Virgin Classics label. Nigel Robeson is the tenor, and the Scottish Chamber Orchestra is conducted by Sir Michael himself. There are also two earlier works on the album. The Concerto for Double String Orchestra was completed in 1939. The even more beautiful Fantasia Concertante on a theme of Corelli may be Tippett's orchestral masterpiece. It dates from 1953, the 300th anniversary of the birth of Arcangelo Corelli. Tippett uses two contrasting themes from a Corelli concerto grosso, adagio and vivace. He calls them the dark and the light.
Thank you.
This work begins with a series of increasingly complex variations on these themes. Then there's a large-scale, free-flowing contrapuntal fantasia in which Tippett uses not only the Corelli themes, but a Bach organ fugue based on a theme of Corelli. With stirring intensity, Tippett transforms all this borrowed material into one of his most personal and powerful musical statements. Here, he earns your admiration, and more.